Former site of the Stagehouse, 71 Princess Street. This three-story brown brick building to our left was built in 1841. It was advertised in the Kingston Chronicle the next year, described as, quote, fireproof, end quote. This was where George Mink relocated his business to in the 1860s. During the 1850s, the completion of a rail line through to Kingston from Montreal to Toronto negatively impacted George's business success. Now that the train was available, demand for the mail and coach service disappeared. However, George seized on new opportunities and negotiated with the Grand Trunk Railroad Company to run his omnibuses from the station, transporting customers between Kingston hotels and the station. This resulted in a price war between George and the other cabs in the city, all of which were competing for the same business at increasingly low prices. This competition continued to the detriment of the cab owners for several years. This also led to violence between the different cab companies, and during these years, George faced the destruction of his property, physical violence, and harassment. Despite George's success during the beginning of his career, the 1860s were characterized by poor luck and small returns. In 1863, he auctioned off his horses, carriages, cutters, sleighs, and household furniture as financial difficulties forced him to move from his Clarence Street location. He opened a tavern on Princess Street called the Stagehouse, 71 Princess Street. However, the city directory for 1865 still lists him as a cabman and livery stable proprietor. George had several encounters with the law beginning that year and continuing, as he was charged for selling liquor and driving a cab without the necessary licenses. However, his tavern remained open until 1870, and George was last documented as renewing his cab license in 1871. He died in 1873 at the age of 64 and was forgotten by the local news. His second wife, Mary, stayed in Kingston for several years, working as a dressmaker and living on Princess Street before leaving Kingston for Detroit.